Good Thursday morning. It is finally Thursday, my Friday, my favorite day of the week. I call it Friday Eve. Welcome into the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I am Shannon Gray, and a great way to celebrate Friday Eve is to talk about sorghum. I'm doing that today with Shelley Padgett. She's the regional director for the Texas Sorghum Checkoff. And Shelley, thanks for being back with us today.
Absolutely. Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
I've been doing great. We were talking before we started recording. We haven't spoken to each other for quite a while, so getting caught up on just the changes that we've both had to do since COVID began. It's been a wild ride these last few months.
It sure has. It's been a wild, wild ride.
Well, and with that, Shelley, sorghum, what is that looking like right now? Let's go ahead and get into maybe a crop update on where we are with it.
Sure. So, about 97% of our crop is planted. So the majority of farmers have planted. We do have a couple of planters still rolling up in the plains, but as we were talking before we started recording, a lot of our farmers are also harvesting. Growing up in Texas, I know that, but that still blows my mind to know that planters are still rolling in some parts of the country, and many farmers are wrapping up harvest in the Rio Grande Valley for grain sorghum.
Yeah, absolutely. Texas is so vast that, and that just goes to show it's pretty wild how you can go from almost one climate to a completely new one within the span of a couple miles, even.
Exactly. The guys down in South Texas, as I mentioned, the Rio Grande Valley, they're harvesting and wrapping up harvest right now. Crop, unfortunately, they were dry for most of the growing season. They did get some rain later in the growing season that helped out a little bit. So the crop looks good. It's about an average crop. As you move up the coastal bend, say that Corpus Christi area, I was actually there the beginning of this week. They were dry for the majority of the growing season, but did catch some showers throughout the growing season and then had a really nice rain event, oh, probably about a month ago or so. So that grain looks really, really pretty in the fields, and it's drying down right now. And I was actually on a combine yesterday evening, one of the first fields that was starting to be harvested in that area. So those combines will be running probably within the day.
All right. Yeah, great. That's a harvest is my favorite time of year. So it makes me excited, even though it's so early. Looking at the Texas High Plains, though, as you said, a lot of folks are looking at planting right now. How important is that moisture going to be as we move forward?
Absolutely. Sorghum is a great crop and will sit in the ground and wait for that moisture. But like with any other crop, moisture is key, and we're looking forward to some of those timely rains to make sure that we have a successful growing season for our farmers.
Along with that, Shelley, that's a little crop update from the south of Texas all the way on up to the High Plains. The World Agricultural Supply and Demand's estimates report came out last week. What did those numbers show for sorghum at the moment?
Yeah, so export sales were strong last week. Actually, China committed to about 2.7 million bushels of old crop, and I think just north of about 3 million bushels of new crop. Additionally, China actually took delivery on some sorghum, China and actually Ethiopia. And I think those numbers were about 9.1 million bushels were delivered to those export markets. So basis is flat to maybe slightly up. We're really looking forward to, our export sales continuing to strengthen. As you know, the majority of our crop is exported, and that's probably one of the reasons why I was down in South Texas last week or the beginning of this week. I'm usually down there in June, but I'm down there with a huge team of sorghum buyers from various parts of the world. With COVID, I know there's many challenges that COVID has brought us, and one of those challenges is travel restrictions. So We unfortunately couldn't bring our buyers in to meet with our farmers and to see this amazing crop that they grow and the product that they produce year after year. So while I was down in South Texas, I was actually visiting, traveling with a very small production or video crew, and we're really wanting to bring that crop to them. You can't replace, you know, face-to-face time with a farmer in their field, but we're trying to do the next best thing. And we were actually traveling with a 360 camera and videoing and talking to farmers, getting on combines, so we can do kind of a real-time crop update to our buyers around the world, and trying to enhance that video where, you know, and Shannon, this gets over my head really, really quickly as far as the technical aspects of it. So I know I'm not going to describe it correctly, but, you know, this camera is shooting 360. So when our buyer is watching the video and seeing the farmer and seeing the field, you know, when they can either do it on their phone with a headset where it's very much like a virtual reality video game, or they can just do it on their computer using their mouse. And anytime they scroll, it's like they're moving their head and they can see all the way around them. Wow. We got some really, really good shots of some really, really pretty sorghum fields. Of course, talking to our farmers, it's always a good day when you're out in the field and you're talking to a farmer about his crop. They were excited because they're starting to get ready for harvest and, you know, able to give some really good information to our buyers. And I'm just excited. Unfortunately, since, you know, if we can't be in the field, I think this is the next best thing for our buyers. And we're wanting to make sure that we're educating them and we're keeping them up to date with the status of the product that they're going to be buying.
Yeah, you know, you brought up a really great point with that, and that is that this is yet again another layer to this COVID-19 situation that I personally never even considered. Like, wow, one of the big things that you do with the Texas Sorghum Checkoff is bring in buyers, and you can't do that right now. You know, adapting in that sort of way is going to help keep that economy going for our producers.
Yeah, you know, as I mentioned, you know, the majority of our crop is exported, and you know, our farmers do a really, really good job of producing that high quality crop, and we don't want to lose a marketing year because our buyers didn't see a crop or didn't see the quality that we're producing over here. Mm-hmm. We've worked, you know, since the beginning of this COVID, knowing kind of what was coming ahead. We've been in touch with many of our buyers. We're continuing to work with the U.S. Grains Council to make sure that we're keeping them up to date. You know, the very beginning, there was a little bit of a scare of, you know, what does that logistics look like? You know, are farmers planting? Are they harvesting? What's going on? And as you know, our farmers have been extremely busy and continue. Their day-to-day operations are continuing because they have a product to produce, and they're going to do that. So we've been in contact with all of our buyers, letting them know what the status of everything that's going on. And this is just another way that we're hoping to enhance that update where they can, you know, see that crop a little bit more, enhanced than just maybe clicking through a couple different pictures. And also, our farmers do a really good job of selling their product. So making sure that they're able to talk about the product and talk about their operation and talk about their family and talk about wanting to produce a quality product for their buyers is always a good thing. And we're very fortunate that that we're able to do that and send that message over to our buyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are very fortunate and definitely fortunate to have the Texas Sorghum Checkoff, you know, on our side working for us. That's the most important thing. You're always busy. You've obviously got a lot going on right now, and things are only getting started for sorghum as we head into harvest and, you know, finishing out the growing season. Shelley, as always, thanks for visiting with us today.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Again, that is Shelley Pageant. She is the regional director for the Texas Sorghum Checkoff. Always happy to have Shelley on the program. Just some amazing things that they're doing for our producers and to keep sorghum moving, especially when it comes to those exports that she was talking about there. So a great job, Shelley, and your team over there at the Texas Sorghum Checkoff. That is going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow is Friday. We will have finally made it to the end of the week. I know a lot of y'all are out there cutting wheat right now. You've got some calves still dropping out there. So just be careful. Please go out there. Make it a great day. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.